wants to start the show.
All right, let's go.
I think that's your job.
We had to watch 7 episodes of Ninja
Scissors. I watched 7 episodes, bro. Like, listen.
You actually watched them as they aired, right?
I watched 4.
I'm so sorry. That's too much.
I watched 3 and it was too much, bro.
And they weren't even the good ones. It was the last 4.
Okay. All right. So, we already just jumping into it. Y'all know who it is. It's myself, Lisa, Jay, Jer, Seamus. Tristan is not here with us because really this is all about Ninja Steel and we don't want to torture him. It's fine. It's totally fine.
We love him too much.
Yeah.
He's already
on the way to Japan for our next recording.
Exactly.
Yeah. We airmailed him like real cheap. So
exactly. So but before we get to the 7 episodes that we have not talked about.
It's time for lowered expectations.
Oh, okay. But before we get there, right? A little news. We gotta pour one out for Toys R Us, y'all.
Oh, speaking of underperforming.
Hey, you know it's more complicated than that. You know there's all this tax nonsense and
then they blame the millennials, of course. Yeah. It's their fault. Like, You can go into like the reasons why, you know, they inherited a lot of bad debt, all that sort of stuff, blah 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 blah. Toys R Us did not evolve with the times, straight up. It never did. Like, okay, so the thing I've never understood about Toys R Us is the same sort of thing that I've never understood about a place like Best Buy, which is if you specialize in one very specific thing, you shouldn't have the highest prices on the market for said specific thing. You shouldn't. Like, straight up. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, a place like Toys R Us, just like KB Toys, which, honestly, I was much sadder when
more
KB
about, yeah, me too. Me too.
Like, that was my joint as a kid. Because, like, all the malls had a KB Toys in them. Like, Toys R Us, I actually had to travel to get there.
Really?
So, yes.
Same. For me, it was half and half. Like, if you saw KB Toys, you saw Toys R Us, you know? So
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, like, because, and that's the odd part about it is for the last 6 years, I've literally lived right next to the Toys R Us. Like, literally can walk there in 5 minutes. But no, so like, the thing with Toys R Us is when you have a brick and mortar store, there's only a few things that make you appealing. The first thing is customer service is the biggest thing. Like, that's supposed to be your joint, is customer service. And people have been saying, like, it's been getting worse. Like, they just don't have the customer service that they have. And the other thing is that, like, compared to other stores, even Walmart, which, you know, Walmart has the representation of being the trashiest of the trashy. Like, Toys R Us is straight up dirty.
The floors look like crap.
Yeah, like, maybe it's different in other places in the country. You know, maybe I'm speaking out of school here, but for me, I have, like, 4 Toys R Us's that are within not too far driving distance, and they are all dirty. Like, gross looking. Yeah. Like, some of them look nice from the outside, but inside, like, it's genuinely gross in certain places. Like, I just don't get it. So when you don't have that, and obviously the things that people always talk about, places like Amazon, Walmart, Target, they undercut the prices. Always do. And places like Amazon, you can, you know, you order it and it's there the next day. And you don't even pay extra. Even if you did have to pay shipping, you're still not paying more than you pay at Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing. And, like, you know, and people talk about all the different, you know, all the different, the debt, all that stuff we talk about, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is Toys R Us could have made some adjustments and they never did. And so this is not surprising because back in September, they filed for bankruptcy and they were closing a bunch of stores.
Right.
And now they're just like, we're done. We got no money. We're out of it. And so Toys R Us is gone for good. It sounds like June, end of June, it'll be gone good for good. But like starting tomorrow, as of this recording, tomorrow is when they're starting the sales, the liquidation sales.
Yeah. Wednesday, the 22nd of March is when there's liquidation sales. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's so starting then, you, like, I've seen some stuff online that says
Thursday,
like,
the 22nd of March. Yes. I'm like, what? Sorry.
Cause like we were talking about how ridiculous that giant, the giant red lion from Ninja Steel is. Like, mm-hmm. it costs $100. Like, yeah. the liquidation sale says, like, it's going to be on sale for $25.
No!
Oh, my God.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So, like...
Don't buy it, though. Don't,
no,
come on.
No, God, no.
I mean, no,
God,
no. Please, no. No, but, I mean... Would, yeah, crap, I gotta go to Toys R Us tomorrow.
That's
Shoot.
The thing. Yeah, you gotta check out some Toys R Us, because obviously the stuff you're going to want is going to be gone pretty quickly, and it'll just be a couple months of garbage sitting around. So, but yeah, go check it out, you know, get what you want. And the other thing is that the guy who purchased the intellectual rights for KB Toys is putting some feelers out to try to bring it back.
Oh my gosh.
Bring it back,
stop
KB.
Stop it. Oh my, stop. Just stop.
No. That would, I mean, there would be a gap in the market that if you knew what you were doing, you could potentially fill. And they were talking about how, like, the other thing is with the item like toys, is the big thing is getting it into the hands of children. You know, like, actually letting them test it out before they have it is a huge
right.
thing.
Right.
So a lot of these companies, they're saying, are going to, like, start trying to do, like pop-up events and sales, you know, like, you know, quickly announce little stuff to have so the kids can come out and try stuff, because they don't have Toys R Us anymore to do that for them. That was their big thing. You don't have those events with Jeffrey.
But you didn't know, it's the millennials' fault.
Yes, it's the millennials'
fault. Them
and
their avocado toast.
Right? Like, it's,
and
yeah.
we're all technically millennials.
Technically, yes.
We are all technically millennials. I don't agree with it. Whatever, that is another conversation for another day.
Yeah,
but
I always
so
say...
So technically, it's our fault that they're closing, right?
Yeah, my mindset has always been that if you can very clearly remember pre-internet, but and then still had a large chunk of your childhood where you did have the internet, you're not a millennial. But that's just me. But, oh well. Yeah, like...
Toys R Us.
Right, like... And I think, and you know, as for Power Rangers fans, the big problem is the legacy toys, because while they are showing up in other places nowadays, we've talked in the past, you know, like Barnes and Noble and Walmart, places have had some legacy items, and you can even buy legacy stuff that they don't even sell, like Target Online, you know, had some stuff. Some of these last few items might be much more difficult to acquire, like the Zio stuff, basically, because... They hate us, and they want,
I mean,
to make Zio,
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah, like, we finally got to another season. And, yeah. And so, like, it's like the Bandai Toys R Us combo just kind of hit us, man. Like,
yeah, so that's the real question, because even we were talking about before how we had to pre-order from GameStop the Zio, Tanya, and Catherine, and then all of a sudden, like, a couple days before it was supposed to come out, they're like, nope, it's 6 months later. Like, okay, cool. Thanks for telling me. That's weird. So with Bandai, you know, clearly, you know, on death's door as it comes to Power Rangers, and Toys R Us is literally dead. Like, this the legacy items, until save us Hasbro, until Hasbro comes and saves us. It's gonna be difficult to acquire some things, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I just want my Zionizer, man. That's it. Like,
right?
I did not think that me having to, like, overpay and pre-order on some of these sites was going to be a thing that I had to do. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That's weird. Yeah. And if you, yeah, the Zionizer and the Gold Ranger staff, if you want that, it's, we'll see. Cause I mean, and they never even got to the Shogun Megazord that they said they were doing. So.
See, yeah, right. I just need these Zionizers, just like how you can find a communicator everywhere, right? I need mm-hmm. these Zionizers to be on Amazon. That needs mm-hmm. to happen.
Uh-huh, and I need a flash sale.
And you do it. you know, you gotta, before we pouring out for Bandai, you know, just throw them some dollars.
I need Target to make a mistake.
I need Target to make a mistake, too. You know, get those $25 Zionizers. That'd be great.
Yep.
That'd be cool. And Power. I mean, and what is this called? What is his name? What's the freaking
Gold Ranger?
Gold Staff? Yeah, the Gold Power Staff. What
yeah,
is it called?
Gold Power Staff. That's
there we go. All right.
Time for Gold Rush. You know.
Just make them $25. Target. Mm-hmm. I'll be checking.
By the way, if you still want a sweet morpher from the movie last year, you can go to Walmart and go in for $2.
Okay.
Oh my God, no!
Not really. Not even.
You don't got $2 on you? You rather get that soda?
It's not in the movie. It wasn't in the movie. Like,
that's still the weirdest thing, right? It's not in the friggin' movie. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, but yeah. Bandai and Toys R Us. You don't just dig one big grave. Throw them both in there. And
I know. Poor PMC. Right. They just keep
Yes.
They're those sponsors. They're just.
Do not sponsor PMC. If you want to be in business next year.
Boom.
This is nothing against.
Boom, be careful.
Yo, oh, no. Boom.
Oh, yo. No. If they sell the brand, they might sell the friggin'. Look, IDW has purchased the comic book rights for Power.
Oh, stop it. Stop. 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 Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Boom. Yo, like, we are rooting for you, Boom. Like, please don't. Please don't. Wow.
Oh,
yo, I mean, but it's so sad to see, like, PMC's announcements for guests and, like, each, like, reiteration, you see one less logo. So it's just so bad.
Aww.
It's bad. But yeah, you know, PMC, a lot of guests, woo-woo-woo. Okay, but yes, anyway. Toys R Us, I am a little sad. I am a little sad. Because there were, well, were, past tense, there were so many near me. And then when the big one in New York, in Manhattan, closed down, I was like, yo, like, it's a wrap. Like, it's a wrap. Like, I mean, you know, that's the one. That was the main big attraction that a lot of people went to. And I'm like, it's not the same. Like, sure, I have one in my neighborhood, but, like, I'm not going all the way over there. Anybody got time? So.
Yeah.
It's not that serious. And especially, and that was when around the time when, like, all these legacy stuff was appearing elsewhere. So I'm like, well, I don't have to go all the way to Toys R Us to get it. So I'm good.
Right. Yeah. A lot of the legacy stuff that I have purchased, I have not purchased there. Because I didn't realize how scarce the metallic MMPR figures were going to be in the long run. But I nabbed them all at Walgreens. Like, I didn't even go to Toys R Us to look for that sort of stuff. And they ended up becoming some of the hardest ones to find. So,
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, Barnes & Noble, you know, I did me a little shopping at Barnes & Noble. Not going to lie. Like, it was a good buy. It was a good buy.
You know what you can get at Toys R Us? Probably really cheap starting tomorrow. You can go get yourself some Legacy Power Ranger movie figures. Nobody's buying those.
Oh, my God.
Nope. They are everywhere. Warmer than pegs.
I think I still see them at Barnes & Noble sometimes. It's pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
A year later, bro. Like, dang.
I mean, I'm sure if I go to those Toys R Us liquidation sales, you'll be there on the last day, like 2 minutes before they turn the lights off, and you're still going to see movie figures. You're still going to see, like, you're still going to see movie morphers, I should say, from the 2017 movie. It's going to be bad.
I've said this before, but, like, when Kmart started going under, and they closed the one near me. It was around the time, I believe, what was airing? I'm going to say, like, I think Overdrive and Jungle Fury, like, it was around that era when the Kmart closed. There was still a Battleizer Wild Force Morpher on the shelf.
What? Oh, stop.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you still there? It was there, and it was sitting right next to the 12-inch doll figure of Tori. And I'm like, oh. Oh, Tori.
Yo, Kmart is still alive and well here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they just keep closing more and more and more. Like, I think the last one that was anywhere remotely near me closed a few months ago.
Oh my gosh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Because I know all the ones in Grand Rapids closed, and Kalamazoo, and now Battle Creek. Like, that's everything around here. So there's just... Sorry.
I mean, granted, the toy aisle in Kmart is not great. Not great.
Oh, no, no.
However, I mean, Kmart is still alive and well in New York.
I don't know, well is the right word, but alive.
No, it's like, because I remember you telling the story about Kmart's clothes around you. Nope, it is still alive and well in New York, okay? So, again, one by me, one in Manhattan. They're both huge. Because
they did file for bankruptcy, like...
When was this?
It says
many moons ago?
It says by third quarter of 2017, Kmart closed 510 stores, with only one Super Kmart remaining, and that's closing by April of 2018.
Well, let me tell you something, okay? The Kmart by at Herald Square, everybody goes there. Although, a Target just opened.
Oh, they're dead.
Oh, yeah, they're dead. They're done.
A Target just opened.
By the way, Lisa, did you know that Kmart's world headquarters used to be located in your favorite city, Troy, Michigan?
Oh, my gosh.
Home of You Makin' 2005. You Makin' 2005.
Okay.
The first time we actually met.
Oh my gosh, You Makin'.
That joke is over 10 years old. How does it make you feel?
Hey, great. Twelve and a half years later.
Still a good night. Yes. Still a good night.
You Makin'.
I don't disagree with you that the Kmarts are closing around you and will be more closing, but like 5 billion people, like it seems like, go to Kmart here.
Well,
like,
I think New York is probably better at you know, maintaining most stores, probably, just because there's a lot more people to shop places. But yeah, in the, you know, the majority of the country, they're dying. Like, they're,
I see.
Yeah, it's not great.
And we don't rep Walmart over here, so you have to go outside of New York.
I think that might be the issue. If you don't have Walmart sticking around, then the smaller stuff can still.
I enjoy that you guys are having this discussion because you just want to put off our main topic for as long as humanly possible.
Listen, people want to hear about the minutia of toys and shopping.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But yo, way for real, Toys R Us, I remember there's some good times at Toys R Us, but also, like, I'll live. You know, like, I'm not that broken up about it, I don't know. Again, cheaper elsewhere. If they had, you know, actually worked themselves, they could have made it. They could have made it work.
By the way, it says here, on January 4th, 2018, Kmart announced that 64 more stores will be closed in the spring. According to MSNBC, at this rate, Kmart, along with its sister company Sears, has an extremely high chance of disappearing and going defunct in 2018.
Yeah, Sears, I knew Sears is always on its last legs. So that Sears is, yeah. But what was I going to say before you brought that up? But see, it's not only Toys R Us, y'all, okay? Babies R Us, though. Like, listen. There is a Toys R Us in Union Square, in Manhattan. Uh-huh. And, and this was, like, at the prime, right? Like, there was Toys R Us everywhere. When that first closed down, right? They didn't say, nah, we're going to just close this down and we're going to just make the... No. They said, this is going to become a Babies R Us. Okay? Because they're just like, we're still going to have the babies and we're still going to need a store to do it. So, people, not only is it Toys R Us, okay, Babies R Us is deuces. Mm. So,
yeah, from what I've heard, a lot of people, that's a bigger blow than...
Exactly. And that's, I think that's where these stupid people want to be like, it's the millennials' fault, they're not having children. I'm like... Bro, like, first off, I've never claimed to be a millennial, right? However, okay? You guys want to jump on this bandwagon just to blame millennials for everything and whatever. I don't know, maybe if y'all want to pay wages that, like, aren't stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't have, like, a lot of people that have been, like, that debate between if they want to have kids or not, a huge factor is the fact that, like, I don't make enough money to support a child. Like, people,
I barely make enough money to support myself. Why am I going to support another foot, another mouth to feed?
Right.
You know? And I got time. So no, I'm not. And the reason why that thing, I mean, I can understand with the Babies R Us side of it, right? Like, oh, you guys not having children, so we can support. But no, but y'all said for Toys R Us, period, right? So, but y'all had the nerve, the audacity to be like, well, you know, kids ain't coming in here by, so you need it. Like, as if adults don't. You know how many times, like, back in the day, right, when I had a previous job, when I didn't have a full-time job, and I had time to go to Toys R Us early in the morning to get whatever new toy was coming out or whatever. You know who would be there before me? You know who would be there right before me, right? It's them... Was it Hot Wheels dudes?
Yes, yes. It's always the Hot Wheels, the creepy Hot Wheels dude that's wearing like the leather jean jacket and then like the fingerless gloves, always digging through the Hot Wheels. There's always that guy.
Yo, without fail, bruh, Hot Wheels dudes right there before me. Yep. Right, I'm like, all right, dude, like, it's not that serious. I mean, as I'm like standing out here with you, but like, I'm just saying.
Like, so when I worked at places like Target and stuff like that, Hot Wheels guy would legit come up to you and be like, I'll give you $5 to like let me like open the box and let me look through it before you put it on the shelf.
Stop.
Did you take it?
No.
Because it's $5. Anybody got time for no $5?
Yeah, and crappy stores like that will fire people for stuff that small.
So
like, and also Babies R Us, you have the same problem that Toys R Us has, because if I want to go buy me some diapers, I'm going to go spend $30 at Walmart instead of $45 at your store. It's all how it is. Deal with it.
You know, but like, I would go to, because, you know, everybody have babies, right, or whatever. So, like, you know, the first stop that you would go to back in the day was Babies R Us, and be like, all right, like, okay, what's on the registry? All right, they want that. Okay, cool. Boom, 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 and you're done. You know, but now everything, you know, a lot of things are online, and
well, and everybody has a registry now. Like, Target has a registry, and they have better
stuff. Exactly. You know? And it's not, like, overpriced and junk, so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, mm-hmm. Done. Amazon, you do your registry on Amazon. You could do your registry everywhere. And I'm like, so, like, you know, Toys R Us / Babies R Us, y'all need to keep up with the times, but y'all didn't. So, anybody got time for y'all? And y'all blaming millennials for y'all failure, because bye. So, but yes, there's still part of me that's like, dang it, like, you don't want these brick and mortar stores to completely go out of business, because you don't want everything to be online. There's still a need for people to go into a store and try things, so.
Yeah. By the way, I'm still on the Kmart Wikipedia. Did you know that in 2002, they decided to try to rebrand themselves with a new sweet gray and lime green color scheme that only rolled out in 5 stores in Michigan and Illinois before they abandoned the concept entirely.
All right. So, Ninja Steel.
Ninja Steel.
Come on. Gray and lime
seven,
green.
Never thought, I episodes. Never thought that I would want to talk about Ninja Steel after this trivia.
Listen, I have trivia about Kmart. Kmart is a fascinating company that is dead. Almost.
So 7 episodes of Super Ninja Steel, although in the show they call it Ninja Super Steel, because
or is it
who cares?
Ninja Super Duper Steel, Super Duper Pooper Steel.
So there's a theme in these episodes, and it starts with this first one. Calvin is the worst.
That's been the theme for the last, like, over a year now.
Like, they are really, and you know, I don't want to defend Cutter. Like, that's not what we do, right? But however,
we don't defend Cutter, like, in this house.
Like, yeah. But like, at some point, you just gotta let it go. You know what I mean? Like, at some point, you just gonna be like, look, all right, he's been here for a whole season. You know, we end in the second season right now. Like, all right, like, you can, like, let up on Cutter. Like, it's all right.
Well,
and but they keep doing him wrong. Like, they keep making him a weenie.
Like, that's the thing. And not only is, like, he a complete and utter loser, but it keeps reflecting, like, how awesome Haley is. Like, I really like Haley. She's my favorite. And then he's just such a little puss.
Like, he's legitimately bad. Like, this one, like, she gets him a nice, and this is the first episode. And what is it? Moment of truth.
Yes.
And she gets him like a nice gift. I think it was like a license plate for his car, right?
Yes, right.
And he's like, oh, I didn't get you anything. And then he lies to her, because of course he does. And there's like this whole plot about, like, oh, there's a monster with bolts. They put on their morphers. Who cares? The real thing here is that he's just like, oh, I don't know what to get her. So he just keeps lying and lying and lying. And then the really troubling thing that keeps happening in these episodes is that Haley finds out about his lies. And she's like, oh, you know, like, I like that you get jealous. Or, oh, I like that, you know, you didn't tell me the truth, but, like, just the way you acted about it was fine. Like, very specifically in this episode, he says, yeah, I know I lied, but can you forgive me, Haley? And she says, oh, of course I can, because you told me the truth. I'm like, girl, no.
Hold up, right? This is where it kind of, like, it gets to me, where, yes, it's great not to have a stereotypical black girl, you know, take off her earrings and, you know, put the Vaseline on.
Like, I would love to see that in PR, honestly.
I get it. However, like, there are certain things that black women would not do. Like, that's it's just a fact. Like, first of all, we would not be like, nah, that's okay, girl. Okay, we good. Like, no. Like, we would be like, what you not gonna do? Like, we would, like, that's what we would do. Like, you can't just roll up in here and lie and act like it's okay and whatever, and then just to have some little happy ending, you know? Like, let her be disappointed. It's okay for you guys, hello, I'm gonna talk straight to the writers and the production people. It's okay for a character to not have a happy ending. It's okay. You are teaching the kids that you are putting the show on that it's okay to lie as long as the person just apologizes, gives some weak old apology, and then you just get to, like, just like, okay, everything's fine. Like, no, you have to have, there are consequences, and not just some fantasy woo consequences. Like, that's stupid. There are supposed to be real life consequences too. She could be like, you know what? I appreciate you finally admitting that you were wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're gonna, you know, I'm gonna have to, our trust has to be built on again. Like, you know what I mean? You could have a reasonable conclusion that's not like, oh, happy-go-lucky, okay, we're gonna, look, we're gonna get our stupid pizzas together, like, it's out of here. No, you can have a ending that's not happy-go-lucky. Okay, because yeah, like, you're teaching kids wrong. You are.
And if the episode has to be standalone, because that's how this works, okay, that's fine. But you could still, one, have her be mad at him for more than, like, half a scene. Because he admits it to her in the scene. She forgives him, and then it's not really mentioned again. I'm like, are you kidding? Like,
the episode and the next scene, they're going for stupid Hawaiian pizzas.
Yeah, it could literally be, like, Calvin is like, hey, like, I got you a real gift. It's fine. And she's like, oh, that's great. I really appreciate it. And she, like, puts it aside. And she's like, I still just need some time to myself, you know, to kind of work through this. And he'd be like, oh, you know, okay. And, like, the episode could end with them. They're still in a relationship. Like, you know, like, they're not, like, breaking up. But you can just see a little bit, like, oh, like, Calvin's talking because, you know, we have to spell out every lesson in the show. He could talk to Preston and Brody. And Brody would be like, wow, Calvin, that was an epic. And Calvin would be like, oh. Calvin would be like, he's like, you know, I guess I should tell the truth from now on. You know, hopefully she's gonna trust me again. And then, you know, she, like, looks over her shoulder and she sort of smiles at him a little bit. She's like, he's like, it'll take some time, but I'll get back there. And that could be
exactly it. Like, it doesn't, like I said, I'm not saying, like, girl gotta be, you know,
break up.
Like, fighting him, you know what I mean? Like, actual, like, fists and, like, you know, catching hands. Like, I'm not saying that. But, like, you can actually, like, say, like, listen, right? You know, you did break my trust. And it's going to take a moment to, you know, build that trust again. So, within time, you just got to show me that I can trust you again. Boom! Like, that is a lesson. You can do that.
What is appealing about Calvin to her? Just in general.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Every single episode, we've shown that Haley's awesome. Haley's super well put together. Like, she's not flawless.
Almost every episode.
But, like, being with him when he has no discernible positive characteristics makes me think less of her. Because I'm like, why? You could do so much better. Like, what?
Look to your left at Levi. Like, for real.
He's yellow, like, too, but he's shiny. He's shiny. Like, it's better in every single way.
That's the thing that gets me, right? I'm like, it makes it feel like there's an imbalance in their relationship. And I understand they're high schoolers. They don't have to be a perfect relationship. But it's getting to the point where it's not believable. Where I'm like, this girl would be wanting to break up with him. It's been over a year now in the showtime. Come on.
He's a straight up charity case at this point in time. Like, why? Why are you doing this? Do you just feel bad for him? Like, at this point, I just have to assume he's, like, insanely well hung. Like, that's got to be the only reason. Like, you wouldn't expect it. Like, there's no
one. Right, then.
Can you name a second reason?
That's not the visual I needed right now.
Yes. Skinny little dude, unbelievably hung. That's the only reason why Haley would stick with him. Give me another reason. You cannot.
I can't think of anything why she would be with him for that long. Because there's no, like, he's all, like, hitting on, like, greaser biker guys. He's always being jealous. He's always lying. Like,
I mean, he's running with, you know, his boyfriends and races. Yeah.
There are those type of women that, like, are attracted to Charity Case, is that, like, they need to be with someone that's a fixer-upper because they're, like, healers in general. Like, that's their main, like, that's their mindset. But, like, other than that, like, I don't get it because Haley seems, like, so, like, she literally easily is the most interesting of the six, like the best actor of the bunch. I think she has the most potential, like all the characters, like after the show is over, you like going on and doing other things. And then you just have Calvin, like, is a friggin' weenie. I'm not going to say anything about the actor, cause you know, I don't know. I haven't seen him. Anything
he's playing else. A weenie pretty good.
Yeah. I feel like it's more him being told to play a weenie than him actually, the actor just sucking. I think, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but like,
nah, it's, I mean, he, like, the words are still coming out of his mouth. Like it's, he's still a weenie.
Yeah. Like, really, but like, it is really weird to put like the best character and the worst character together as a couple and just have the worst character just completely bumble. Like, why isn't he the one reusing the Balkan Skull music? Huh? Give it to him. For real. Every time Calvin walks around, just go, bah, 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 bah. Like, cause he sucks. He's awful. And this is a show that includes a guy that every other word out of his mouth is epic. And you still suck the most, Calvin.
Okay, I'm not going to say that Calvin sucks more than Brody. Brody's the worst.
Well, Brody's also, he's got the whole overexposure thing too. Because like, imagine if Calvin was the leader. Imagine.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that'd be so bad.
Imagine if they gave him the epic too.
Oh, but then it would, oh, it'd be more believable that the dad is his dad. Oh.
Ooh, that's true. Ooh.
Right? I'd buy that more.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, by the way, just, you know, little spoiler for the rest of these episodes, that, yeah, Brody's father is gone.
Like he is done. Like, the episode we talked about, that was his last appearance, last time. That's it. We got nothing to say about him in these 7 episodes.
Yep.
Yeah, this isn't like Tyler's dad where he showed up for some footage. No, no.
Tyler's dad had to show up because he was a ranger. That's the only reason.
And they used all the footage of Dad Red Ranger. So,
yeah, I was going to say the 3 Red Ranger thing is a 1-episode thing in Ninja. So, whoops.
And, man, you know how Sledge came back in that first episode and it was like a big deal? For the fans.
They paid it off, right?
They literally haven't mentioned it since. And that, like, extra girl he brought along did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm. Great! Next episode!
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Tough love. Okay, so. Here's where. Easily.
Best one.
Easily. Better episode. Easily.
Like, we were shocked while we were watching.
Yeah, like, I didn't. Like, because I think with this episode, I think I actually watched it, like, a little later than you guys did. And you guys were, like, I was looking at our messenger chat, and you were, like, saying good things. And I'm like, no, it's not April yet. What's going on? Why are you joshing me? But, like, this episode and the next episode are genuinely good episodes of Power Rangers. Episodes I would watch again. I didn't watch them again for this because I already watched 4 episodes yesterday and killed myself. But that's beside the point.
This is an episode about Levi. I mean, there's actually some complicated things going on here. But, like, Levi falls for what he thinks is a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets his perhaps well-hungness drive him.
Wait. Levi's famous? Wait.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing about this episode, right? Besides the cold open with the monsters, who cares? But, like, the first scene where it's just regular schmegular day out with Rangers, I mean, it's longer than usual. Like, it's actually, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm watching a show. Wait a minute. Like, and I'm not saying dumb stuff. Oh, wait a minute. There are people who recognize him as famous. What? Crazy. Like, it was as if, like, wait a minute, are we still in Ninja Steel? Is this what it's called, still called? Because the whole premise, really, is that this girl is sitting out in the street, you know, she getting her money up, and at first Victor and what's his nuts are trying to be like, hey, So, you know, little lady, you know, why don't we go out? Hey, and she's like, bye. And then he was like, but like, you know, what do you like to do? You know what I mean? And he's doing all his changes and stuff. And she was just like, bye. And so he goes, and then she kind of, you know, Levi, they kind of lock eyes, you know what I'm saying? Because she sings one of his songs, and then he's like, wait a minute, that's my song, I'm gonna go sing with her. And people are all like, oh, we know who this person is, let's get out our phones. It was an actual scene from a TV show.
And Victor and Monty's actions tie into the theme of the episode and the plot in it's not like the most significant way, but like thematically it works. It helps to set up the lesson.
Right. Right. Because I mean, spoiler, they're like, hey, just be who you are. Be true to yourself, you know? And Victor, he's always trying to figure out, like, all right, I'm going to change it to this costume so I can impress her. I'm going to change it to this costume.
And there are callbacks to old costumes.
Right.
So it's fun. And it's like someone who has been watching this show for the last, 24 episodes decide, you know what? I'm going to write one now. I watched it and I'm like, oh, there's all these questions in my head. Like, why don't they remember that all these things happened? Now it's my turn to write an episode. Like, it doesn't feel like the people who normally make this show were the ones behind making this episode. You know,
there's no overblown, like, oh, epic, da 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 this. It's like when Levi gets a crush on this girl, he doesn't have like an overblown, like, elementary school level reaction. He tries on these new clothes and he goes to see his friends. And he's like, gives hey guys, this is my, it's like, this is my new look. And they're all like, what? Like, yeah. They're not like, oh, wow, that's great, we're all friends. They're like, dude, you look like a loser.
Yeah, like, why are you dressing up like Hector David Jr.? That's weird. Why are you doing that? God.
I mean, listen, like, would I say that, like, the point that the Rangers were trying to make with Levi was like a little over the top? A little. Sure. I'm just like, homeboy can try a new look if he feels like it. But though the core of it was, he was completely trying to change himself and then sing some dumb song he's never heard of ever in life with this girl. Like, that was
infatuated.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I have had times in my life where you think you like somebody and they're like, oh, like, why don't you just do this for me? And you're like, yeah, you know, I think I'm into that. Sure. And you're like kind of convincing yourself of it, but really you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me, I'm like, any time that Power Rangers, especially recently, can make me go, wow, that's like something that would genuinely happen in the real world, I have to like stop and go, wait a minute. Really?
Like, remember that episode where Brody was infatuated with fake Levi? This is the believable version of that.
And, like, also, normally I ding Power Rangers for the easy put under a spell to, like, solve any conflict issues. But here, Levi gets put under the spell by the monster because he was an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of his own volition. Like, he was, like, all right, you know what? I like this girl. Y'all be hating. Ain't nobody got time. I need to find love. I'm out here. Deuces. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, all right, you dumb. Like, it's okay. Like, you dumb. But, you know, you get to learn your lesson the hard way. It's just, to me, overall, the episode was enjoyable. Like, I can't even say the word, but enjoyable? Question mark? Enjoyable? Wow. Yeah.
Like, for Ninja Steel, it's like a solid, I mean, for Ninja Steel, it's like bad in 1,000, but I guess I would,
yeah.
If I were to rate this, it'd be like a 4 out of 5. Like, it was like, I mean, like, the Zord action still sucks, the battle scenes still suck. Yeah.
Yes, let's not get carried away, y'all.
Yeah.
But, no, for, like, Ninja Steel, like, this would be a 4. Like, if I was rating on Ninja Steel standards, a 4. Regular, schmegular Power Ranger episode 3.
Yeah.
It would get a 3. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd agree with that. Definitely a 3 on like a regular PR scale. Like, it's not flawless. Like, it could be better, but like for Ninja Steel, it's bad.
I mean, Brody's still in the show. Like, so yeah.
Oh god.
But I still like that look that Haley gave Levi.
Yeah, that little like, who are you talking to?
Yeah. Are you effing kidding me?
She's like, I'm just waiting for you to say something. Just waiting for you to make the move, Levi. You got to make the move so I have no guilt. So go for it.
Make sure Calvin has an accident.
Why are you messing time with that girl when you could be murdering Calvin? You could be my boyfriend.
When you could be murdering Calvin, you know what? He could hit up, what's the girl's sister?
The other Yellow Ranger?
Yes.
Emily,
yeah, Samurai.
Because it always messes with me. Emily and Emma and the other two.
And Gia and Mia.
Stop it.
That was the worst.
Why did you do that?
I was genuinely prepared for like another 4 years of just Ias and Umas. I was ready.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, like, you know, just hook up with Emily's sister, you know what I mean? And Noah and just off that other Yellow Ranger. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, no disrespect, coulda, no disrespect.
Yeah, this is not about you as an actor. Character.
Yes.
You're doing fine. You're playing a ninny real well. You're doing great. You're doing like, dude, that's the part they're giving him and he's playing it.
That's true.
We are moving on to another good episode.
Not quite as good, I would say, but it's pretty solid.
It's good in other ways, but
yeah.
But let me just say they immediately get a point for showing another parent. But
Black
then,
Dad.
But Black up? Dad, that who is not James Gatlin. You know what I mean?
Well, I did not know they had more than one Black father in New Zealand.
How dare they?
Like, we could have honestly, if they had just kept doing it, like if they had just kept having James Gatlin as the Black father
for every Black character, yeah. Yeah. I'm like, all right, y'all racist. Or, yo, Galen gets around, bruh. What?
Galen needs that paycheck.
You know, he's offspring is just springing.
I mean, he's a ninja master already, so.
That's true. But, like, I enjoy that the interactions between Haley and Sarah's parents, like, it was Sarah's mom, who we've seen already, which I liked, and Haley's dad, like, those parents, they genuinely seemed like human beings, which should not be, like, a big deal, but it is.
Like, how about the fact that you just have, for the first time in forever, you have a team of Rangers, like, it actually feels like the two female Rangers are genuine, believable friends. Like, they've never had those moments. Yeah, or whatever Gia and Emily did, talking about taking butterfly photos or whatever foolishness that was.
Did you just say Gia and Emily?
Gia and Emma.
Gia, you know what I mean. The girl.
They're the same character. Doesn't matter.
Yes, the girl in the leather jacket and F. Bush. Those two.
Jeez. Like no. You're right. And also during Dino Charge, we had the whole like what's it? Miss Morgan and God, I've already forgotten their names. Shelby, geez. Like, they had their little rivalry that kind of petered out. But here, like, I'm like, oh, and, like, so Sarah and Haley have this thing about, like, oh, like, you know, we don't want our parents to, you know, get together because it would just be weird and we don't want that. So, like, let's kind of mess up their dates. And, like, yeah, it's a little, like, childish, a little parent trap-y. But I'm like, yeah, it's fine. It's
believable,
fine.
Though. Like, it would have teenagers. You could see that happening easily.
Oh, so, God, like, yeah.
So, like, congratulations on giving me actual, like, character moments that I can buy into,
you know. But like, low key, right? Like, yo, like the girls were like, yo, I don't want to be your sister, girl. Like, I like you and all, but that's weird. Like, I don't want to be your sister. So
no. Haley's looking at Sarah and it's like, I saw you dance with my man that one time. Don't think I've forgotten. I remember.
So like, let's just like sabotage these dates, okay? Cause you are not gonna be a sister with just the AH, okay? You're not gonna be that. So let's get this together. But like, then I remembered that the reason why the father and the mother were trying to get together because they don't have any significant others in their lives.
Because mm-hmm. You're not allowed to have a spouse if you're the parent of a ranger. Pretty much. Pretty much. There's just the one.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because what's his name? Preston's mom died.
Right. Brody's mom, we've never even mentioned. We assume she's dead because of the context, right. But we don't know.
We don't know. And then so you, and then that takes care of Brody and Levi, right? Oh, wait a minute. Where did the mom? Wait, mom's recipe for the cupcakes. Who
was it? Grandma. Was it grandma?
Was it grandma's recipe for the cupcakes?
I don't remember at this point. It's been too long.
I thought it was mom's recipe.
Ask me to remember Calvin details.
No. It was Calvin who stole the cupcake recipe from, I want to say, it was Haley's mom.
Do you want me to go check? I can check right now.
You can have a recipe and be dead.
That is true.
I'm gonna look right quick. All right.
But the only parental figures that we don't know about is Calvin's, pretty much.
Yes, because he was created in a lab. It was a failed experiment.
So.
Oh yeah, it was a mom. They mentioned Haley's mom. We don't know if she's dead.
Right.
Because it was just the recipe, so she could be dead. But
right. So yeah, it seems as if that parents can't have spouses.
And I mean, I know why that is the case, because it's just cheaper to hire one actor. They don't want to hire two. I get it. But
well, they did for what's his nuts? For Riley.
That's right, they did. Oh no, did he have a dad?
Yes.
Oh yeah, he did. He did have a
and
dad.
A brother. He had a familial unit. Cause he's white.
Could we? Oh well, yeah, of course. And also, because you know, they didn't want to treat the gays too badly. Like, all right, we'll get the gay guy some parents.
We gotta
protect those white gays.
Yeah, because you're not getting a romantic interest, so we'll at least give you parents.
Oh my gosh! Okay, all right.
You all right there, Lisa?
I'm good. No, you broke me. So it's so true. Pour one out to the familial gay parent units, you know, with the gay child. Yeah, you know.
And also, it was great that the fight, I mean, the fight still kind of sucked, but at least that sub that they introduced, that became their Zord, at least had something to do with the main plot and then had something to do during the fight. I'm like, see, it's still not great, but that's at least you're getting there with how fights should work.
Who was the monster again?
It was like a Poseidon dude or something that was like doing something with the water.
Yes.
Something about paddling.
Right. Oh yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes. He made a Simpsons reference. Correct.
And that's why it was like Haley's dad and Sarah's mom were trying to get to know each other or whatever. They also connected because they liked to tinker and all other things. So
is
when
that what you kids are calling it nowadays?
You know, so you had so the whole thing, the whole notion that they were trying to sabotage the dates or whatever, they were just like, oh man, like, you know, Haley's mom, I keep wanting to say Haley's mom, Haley's dad was just like, oh man, like, I don't know if Sarah's mom like me, yo, like, you know, I don't know if I was gonna help her with the, you know, gonna need her help with the, what was it, the what kind of machine was it that they made?
It's like a diving machine or something.
Yeah.
Like a little submarine situation or whatever, you know, because like they were going to help each other out, you know, fix. Oh, it was because they were fishing. That's what it was. It was a whole big fishing thing that they were going to do and whatever and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the parents were going to help each other out with to fix the fishing machine. But that wasn't happening because, you know, the kids had to mess that up. So, like, that whole thing, I was like, okay, this makes sense. Okay. Like, yeah, sure, they're childish and, you know, they, you know, try to, like, kill their parents. But, I mean, it's cool. Like, I liked it. It was like, again, it was an episode that didn't offend me and you thoroughly enjoyed because it wasn't your typical, oh, look, the Rangers are in a sticky situation. And we're gonna get so-and-so'd.
Yeah, just like the last episode, it feels like someone, like, from outside the show was just looking down and being like, you know what? I'm gonna actually give these Rangers some character, and I'm gonna show that they have lives that exist outside of school and the junkyard, whatever it is. The, you know, like, it actually feels like it's grounded on some level, which is something that this show has been lacking for years at this point in time.
And again, it's not all perfect. Like some of the interactions about, like, there were some like comments about like Sarah's mom and like science or whatever, that was like a little weird, that somebody pointed out to me, that I was like, okay, that's weird. But again, we're this is on the Ninja Steel scale. Mm-hmm. And this episode continued the real running plot of Ninja Steel. No, not about that Aiden, or, you know, about like, you know, the Ninja Nexus Prism or like the Ninja Steel. No. Victor's 50th trophy.
He will take any trophy. It does not matter what trophy it is. He wants it badly.
Like, Victor and Monty should not be good. Like, honestly, if they were in like a real season, like Dino Thunder or even SPD, I would be like, these are the worst parts of the show. Get them off the show. But in Ninja Steel, they're the only characters that have like understandable and clear motivations that drive them through every single plot they're in. Yes, it's horrifically basic, but I get what they want. What do the Ninja Steel Rangers want besides generic save the world?
Let's see.
Preston is a magician now. He has magic power, so that's good. He doesn't need to do any training.
Try for anything.
Sarah wants to get into college?
Yes.
Brody, well, he maybe wanted to find his family. He didn't seem all that bothered about it after, you know, a couple episodes.
No.
And now he's got him back. So, like, yeah, there's no really motivation to... I mean, or there's not even a motivation to be like, hey, I'm gonna be a normal kid on actual planet Earth now, you know?
Yeah, like reacclimate.
Like, you know, you seem pretty acclimated to me now. That's boring.
Levi gave up his career.
Yeah.
We put it on hold. Whatever.
Yep.
Calvin is just trying to get some.
And remember, when you give up your career as a famous person, you stop being famous. That's...
Oh yeah, 100%. You just hang that up.
Yeah, people don't know that, but that's a little bonus fact.
And
Haley wants to. She wanted to play tennis one time.
Yes. She wants a humanitarian award for basically adopting a special child.
Jesus.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Like, what do they?
Like, it doesn't, like, this doesn't have to be complicated, right? Like, it can just, like, in Ninja Storm, it was, we want to be cool extreme sports people, and we have to save our fellow ninja students. Like, it was not perfect or anything, but there was a motivation there.
Mm-hmm. Here, it's like... Dino Charge itself was like, hey, this person wants to be the greatest archaeological whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, this other person...
Dino wants to find his dad.
Insert Red Ranger wants to find his dad.
Yeah.
Every season.
Riley wants to show Chase a great time.
And fence like he's never fenced before.
And Chase wants to mac on girls. Great. Like, again, like, not everybody has, like, a clear thing in every season. Like, I mean, a good one is, like, Time Force. Like, they want to save the future. Like, it's a very big overriding goal that adds a little texture to just save the world, right? Yeah. They have friends, they have family back there. Katie will mention her family once. It'll be great.
Yeah.
But, like, but the difference between Dino Charge and Ninja Steel is that Dino Charge's characters, even if they had their little one-off stories, and they didn't because they actually had stories that kind of, like, overarched for moments of time or whatever. Like,
yeah.
You felt like it was grounded in something. And so you were invested into those characters more, even if the story itself might not have been as...
that great.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, here it's like, what are y'all characters? Like, besides smart girl and girl with boyfriend and weenie dude and epic guy. Like, I mean, like, what are y'all, like, what else? What else about y'all? You know what I mean? So that's the big difference with Ninja Steel. And, you know, these two episodes... being the best out of the bunch, it's not saying much, but it shows that, like, they can have more than just being, you know, girl with boyfriend and smart girl, you know, and Levi can, well, Levi's the best one out of them. Let's just...
Yeah, Levi conceptually has a really, like, much like, well, Brody conceptually has a lot going on for him. They just don't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, episode 4. Look, we got 4 more to go. All right.
Well, look, I also just want to say that's why Victor and Monty are great. Again, because, like, they have motivations and they want something. It's dumb. It's stupid. They go about it in super dumb ways most of the time. Monty should be dead. But, he got shot into a target. Dear God, his spine should be shattered. But they have goals, and it's like, it's just these little things. Guys, writers, I know you're trying your best. Maybe there's something going on, but come on, guys. Ah!
Yeah. So, all right. And we're going downhill from here, you guys. So,
dude, this one might be my least favorite of the bunch. Game plan.
Like, the idea of a monster that exists through a video game that the bad guys planted into the world, and he can suck the Rangers into his world, and he gets powered up by other people playing the game, is a good idea. It is a good idea for a monster for an episode. It is executed as poorly as humanly possible in a non-interesting way.
Questions? Like, the Game Goblin game itself, it has the power to, like, suck power out of people. Okay, fine, that's Power Rangers. Who cares? But, like, why do they need to sell a standalone system? Why couldn't they just have put an app on everybody's phones?
I was going to say, like, whoever, like, you know, I'm not here to just, you know, bust on people, but whoever is, like, prop guy, you suck for this episode.
Why does everybody have a Tiger Electronics game?
Yeah, why are we busting out ugly green and purple Palm Pilots up in this place where the entire, like, pad is 2 giant directional sticks?
Oh my gosh.
It's just... off. Oh, and when Victor's breaks, giant wires are popping out of it, like massive wires that could not possibly fit in that thing. Oh, it's just, it's ugly. Like, the graphics on the end credits for X-Aid next episode look better than that. Like, it is just bad looking. Like, literally, Preston is holding it in his hand, talking about playing the game, and the character is moving forward and collecting coins. He's just holding the game. He's not touching the buttons. And it's just going forward and playing itself. What is this game?
We have, like, I'm okay with the game being simplistic and everybody wants to play it. Like, Angry Birds was a thing. I get it. But, no. Like, this was so bad. Like, the game looked like crap. Like, again, if it was a mobile game, like, oh, I downloaded this game for free on off the Apple Store, whatever their fake version of it would be, then I'd be like, okay, fine. And I thought the twist, quote-unquote, was that it was going to be, oh, like, they don't really like the game. They're just being put under a spell. But no, there's none of that in this episode. So everybody just genuinely loves that stupid little game.
Mm-hmm. Like,
And they love to stand up and say, I got 150 points!
I'm going to play devil's advocate for a moment. There were times in my life where we still had, you know, cell phones, and there were still apps, and there would be mobile games that you want to download. But then there would be the new shiny little console, little whole handheld that we just gotta get because, hey, like, it's the new shiny, and, you know, it's the game, and then, like, the leading game that's on this new shiny, people want to go play, right? For example, Nintendo, right? Nintendo's always trying to switch it up. So, you know, they're always trying to...
Oh, boy.
They're always trying to, you know, come out with the new shiny so that people would want to buy the next handheld and not die, right? Okay. Right. So... I get it that it is possible that this is something that could happen in real life. Okay.
So if a new hot game comes out that's really, like, hard to find, would you not only buy it but also buy 5 more of them?
Yeah, well, Preston's rich, right? So I can believe that. Preston's rich.
And he found it's very hard to find, but he somehow managed to find the last six in the entire world. Okay. And wow. Okay. Cool, Preston. That's okay. Very generous of you.
Like, it's a half hour show. They gotta speed things along. Well, I get it.
But you know, I didn't get to my however.
Okay.
Okay. However.
Comma it. Okay.
So.
Okay.
So, yes, that is possible, and it happens in real life. Great, fine. Yeah. But I mentioned Nintendo because Nintendo is like a bajillion dollar company who did not just put out a console with one game. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Like, it doesn't happen anymore. Like, we don't do that anymore. Like, when y'all said Tiger, like, I was dying because that's where that comes from. The 90s, the 80s, where you buy your one handheld little console, little game, and call it a day. Like, it is such an old reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it
wasn't that is like weird.
It wasn't like, okay, well, it's this new hot little console and I got a bunch of these games, but you know what that you know what the best game is? It's this one. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't to me, it's just these references are so old that like why even bother? Just say it's a mobile game, bruh. Everybody has phones. Everybody has phones. Why does it have to be
To celebrate the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers, we're going to use a game that looks like it came out before the first anniversary of Power Rangers. Good call.
Well, that's the thing also. Like, just have all the extras come on set and be like, yo, bring your phones. Just cover the logos with a little tape, and we'll use those. You don't got to build any props. There you go. You're done.
Like, it's the whole notion that, like, oh, man, so, like, Brody has to take away one of the games so that he gets sucked in and not Levi? Like, were you building up to that? Like, because I don't understand. I did not understand this episode at all. Like,
progression of that plot was so weird because they introduced that Brody, he's the only one being logical about the whole thing. He's like, why are you guys all playing it? Then he gets sucked into the game, and then it's like everything is just fine, and then Levi has to be the one who can't be in the footage because of, you know, footage reasons, because he's Gold Ranger's not
so
there.
So how come Levi couldn't be the one that was like,
Levi is more logical than Brody just in general. Like, so why not just do that from the beginning?
Was this like a rewrite? Like, did they write this episode before Levi was introduced, and then, like, they didn't shoot it for some reason, and then they held it over to here, and they're like, oh, God, we gotta put Levi in it.
There are definitely some holdovers because, like, the last episode was definitely something that should have aired in the first season when they were – because they got the UFO and the elephant and the surfboard, like, back-to-back in Ninja, those three, Mecha. And they just saved that one because they wanted something that they could put in the toy line for the second season.
I see.
So that one's definitely was some sort of, like, holdover. Although, to be fair, like – in the Ninja, the Gold Ranger shows up in like episode 5 or 6. It's not that big a deal. So, yeah. That's like the earliest one's shown up, I think.
You know, man, like this whole episode just baffled me. Like, okay, so then the monster sucked everybody else in.
Into his own dimension.
Into his own dimension, but he left what's his nuts out there, Preston out there, because Preston is so good at the game and he needs him to, like, you know, keep playing the game so that he can be more powered up. I'm just like, they're teenagers. Like, there are more people who can, like, play the game and be good. And wouldn't everybody playing the game, like, make you increase your power? Like, it doesn't make any sense!
Because he's a ranger? If so, yeah, you gotta establish that.
By the way, if this game is like the most popular game in the world, first of all, level 9 is not a big deal. And second of all, by the time you've heard about the game, somebody's already hacked it and reached level 100. That's just how it goes in the real world.
And also, it's so weird that they should have had Levi be the one who really wasn't into the game from the start. Because remember the Halloween episode last year where he didn't want to play board games? That could have actually been like a character thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and he could have said, I don't want to play this, and they could have given him a bunch of crap for no reason again. It would have been nice.
It could have been consistency. But, and, you know,
and then Mick could have yelled at him for no reason.
He so-and-so'd him.
Yes. How dare you not want to play the most popular game in the world? You selfish SOB. Okay, Mick, all right, dude, I'll play the game.
And then Game Goblin lets the Rangers morph in his own dimension and summon their Zords in his own dimension.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, if you were in my dimension, bro, you ain't morphing at all, period. So what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we, like, this whole...
There was one good line. When he takes over Haley and she starts attacking the Rangers, Calvin's like, Haley, honey! And she says, honey, this!
Yeah.
Just slashes him.
Love it.
Oh, I'm like, God. Can they talk like that normally?
And this is another one of those episodes where, like, they use the Sentai footage that is super Japanese. So, like, the body expressions of, like, the red and the white ranger are, like, way out of character. So cartoony. Like, what are you doing? Like, why is this the footage you don't cut around? You cut around so much and make your own original footage so often when you don't need to. But you leave this in. Just very odd. Like, they turn Haley into a spaz because the White Ranger Ninja is a spaz.
And let's also point out that while, you know, Mick and Levi are keeping Levi out of the footage, he's like, oh, I got to paint you green so we can get everybody to stop playing the game. I'm like, it could have just been a spell, but fine, whatever. So they paint Levi green. He runs around. Ha, 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 whatever. Who cares? But then there's this very odd scene at the end. And, Jer, I know you were telling me earlier that the last few minutes of your episode got cut off, right?
Yeah, because I was watching it through perfectly legal means online, and it didn't, for whatever reason, it literally ended with Victor and Monty, like, Victor falling through the roof, getting his game back, breaking, and then he's hopping away in a tube, I think, or something. And then, like, just, right. like, stops.
I'm like, okay. So, there's this very odd scene where I think it's Brody or somebody... He's like, oh, so, like, you made up the Game Goblin curse? And Mick's like, yeah, like, you know, it was totally a thing. He's like, Bro's like, well, maybe it was true. And then he walks away. I'm like, this is a very weird bit. Then it cuts to Galvanax's ship where, like, Cosmo Royale turns all green. He's like, I've got the Game Goblin curse. I'm like, wait, no. Mick made that up. Yeah. He didn't get it from anywhere.
What?
Yeah, so, yeah, because Cosmo was also playing the game, and he reached to level 12, right? Because the whole thing with Mick was like, oh, look, if you this is what happens when you reach to level 12. You turn green. But, so, like, we're all like, oh, yeah, he just made that up. Blah, 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 blah. You go on the ship, the monster's ship, and Cosmo's also playing the game, and he finally reached to level 12, and he turns green, for real.
Yeah, a thing that Mick made up somehow became real. And I'm like, the only way this joke works is that, one, it doesn't. Two, it only works if you completely divorce the final scene from everything you've seen previously in the episode. It doesn't, like, there was no, like, Mick wasn't like, you know, like, I've heard about this old curse that we could do something. No, it's like, it for all intents and purposes, unless there's a deleted scene that we didn't see, but, you know, we got to watch the episode as it is, Mick made it up. It doesn't make sense.
What?
That was my reaction, Jer.
No. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Moving swiftly on.
Yeah. No. Yeah. See? Yeah. It's not even... Yeah, we're done. Anyway. Yeah.
It's so the worst one for me, easily.
That... well, you know, like, we are still in Super Ninja Steel, so...
That's... Like, ooh, that's...
So now we get into... The
Calvin sucks, I guess, again.
I guess we get into the last three episodes before the hiatus, right? And these last three episodes are there's an arc. There's an actual arc.
I mean, kinda.
There is an arc, and I'm being generous, right? I am. Yeah. But these three kind of go together because they actually reference the previous episode. So episode 6, Attack of the Galactic Ninjas.
This is the episode where Calvin still sucks, but this time Haley sucks too. Yay!
Remember how last time we're like, why are you making a 90s reference? This makes no sense. Kids don't do this anymore. Like, high school doesn't work the way that this episode portrays it. That Haley's in a play, right?
Yes.
But she wants to keep it a secret from Calvin. because she's starring in a Romeo and Juliet play, and you know her Romeo is Preston, and they're acting together. And Calvin's like, "Oh, Haley, like you know, like I haven't seen you a lot in the last few weeks." She's like, "Oh, you know, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I'm just gonna go over here and make out with Preston."
Yeah.
Well, and, wait a minute. The first scene is that they all at the, you know, Calvin meets Preston at the locker, you know, hey, yeah, we gotta get to class. Like, hey, yo, what's up? And everybody's like, yeah, we gotta get to class too. Oh, like, and then Preston drops this necklace or whatever. He's like, oh, what's this necklace? Oh, no, don't worry about it. So then the rest of them come by and be like, yo, we gotta get to class, bro. And then Haley says, oh, yeah, Preston, we gotta get to class. And it's a lot of people gotta get to class. Calvin's like, where y'all going? Like, oh, we have drama class. And he's like, oh, okay. Here's the thing. Why is everybody acting stupid, right? Like, you know that they're in drama class, okay? So then, homegirl, you told Calvin you're in drama class. So why are you hiding that y'all in the play?
Yeah, like, was the surprise supposed to be like, oh, yeah, I'm in this play. Okay, in high school, okay, supposedly that this rehearsal slash preparation for this play only took 3 weeks, which, hello, that doesn't happen in high school. That's like half the year. At least it was for me. I don't know about you guys. But, so they put on this, or I guess they just put on one scene from the play. I don't know. We'll see.
I was going to say, it ends up being like literally the smallest set you've ever seen in the world and like four actors. So
fine, whatever. So somehow she hasn't told him for 3 weeks when she could have, like, look, I understand they're high schoolers. High schoolers do dumb things. But this episode would have been improved tenfold if you had shown it from both of their perspectives, and this would have made sense with their characters. If Preston's like, why don't we just tell Calvin that we're going to kiss in this play? And she's like, oh, he gets really jealous. He's kind of dumb, and he'll get really jealous. So, like, maybe we just won't tell him about the play. Like, she doesn't invite him or anything.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or Haley's actually cheating on him, and who can blame her?
I like that too. That's better.
Just throwing that idea out there.
It's just it just seems really weird for her to act all weird. I mean, yeah, you know what, Seamus? Your explanation of it sounds way better. Like, she was just like, man, like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I told Calvin about like me being drama, but like, you know, I don't know if how he's gonna feel about me having to kiss you in the play. I don't know what to tell him. That whole thing, like, it makes so much more sense. But she's just acting all weird for no reason. Why?
So that's why I'm kind of, the episode makes it seem like you're supposed to like be like, oh, Calvin, you jump to conclusions. I'm like, I don't know what the information he's got. I don't blame him.
It's right? It's a pretty good conclusion, bruh. Pretty good. Like, I'm sorry, I first see this necklace that you dropped and you ain't tell me what the deal was. Then I see this necklace on my girl and you still not telling me. And then I know my girl lied because one person told one said one thing and she said another thing. So I already know y'all lying, okay? Then y'all acting all like hee hee ha ha hoo hoo, let's run off together. Yo, like, again, like, bro, like, I don't know what, I forgot what ethnicity that his actor is, Colombian or something or whatever?
Yeah,
half Colombian, half what, or fully Colombian. Where is your full Colombian self, bro? Like, you need to boss up and be like, listen, okay? Like, what you not gonna do? Like, come on, man! Like, I know you with a black girl, but, like, you need to, you know?
At least they're consistent with his character of being, you know, a non-confrontational weenie, so it's
and
it's,
like, if that was the point, again, like, if they made the point of it is that he genuinely didn't ask, and like, she had, you know, she would have to, like, her motivations would have to be a little bit changed too, but if the point of the episode was he just didn't ask and he was like too weak of a person to even confront her about this, then that could have been interesting too, and they should have broken up by the end of the episode, but we also didn't get that.
Like, can we just officially say that this is a very toxic relationship?
Like, oh, God, yeah.
Pretty obvious that they should not be together. Like, just, and not just based on our personal preferences, based on what the show has given us.
And for once, Haley, you messed up. Like, you can't just have this bro apologize to you or jump to conclusions. No, Heffa! Like, you can't accept that. Like, you had to be like, all right, I know how it looked and my bad. Like, you didn't even say that. You were just like...
She totally fueled his paranoia 100%, and she knows he's like that.
Exactly. Gaslit that, bro. Like, he, like, you having us defend Calvin.
She even says, she's like, oh, you know, I like that you get a little jealous. I'm like, no,
that's manipulation. That's evil.
So you did that.
We're
stuff
playing games with my heart.
Okay. With my heart. Okay. I should have known from the start.
Also, Victor and Monty get shipped to Africa, and they'll never mention it again.
And they will meet Robo Knight. It'll be great.
Okay, Did they say
drop us off at these coordinates in the middle of the savannah?
Let me pause for a second, okay? Anytime that this show wants to make a joke about Africa, now, granted, okay, you guys put on there, oh, South Africa. Oh, okay, so you want to get a little bit more specific, okay? Guys, you know, because just saying Africa was not the tea that you wanted to sip, okay? Because then you would have people coming after you. All right, so you want to say South Africa, okay, all right. But then you still went with the stereotypical foolishness, like, South Africa don't got, like, no buildings, no nothing, or whatever. Like South Africa is a freaking, like, developed country, like, with, like, cities and things, mm-hmm. or what. Like, that's my thing. Like, you just keep wanting to pick Africa like it's some desert with some lions. And you need to stop. It's not funny. Like, it's not funny.
No. You could have said, like, you picked Antarctica and just put them on a CGI set with some snow.
For me, it's not cool. It's not funny. Y'all need to stop. Like, anything with Africa, you need to just stop.
Well, how hard is it to just ship them to Alaska? Like, I mean, it's easy. It's...
Or Russia simple. Or something. Like,
ship them to Florida. Ship them to whatever. Like, you can ship them
to Florida Everglades.
Ship them to one of those S-hole countries that the president talks about.
I don't know who you're talking about. Anyway, so...
No, I mean, you're right, Lisa. Like, it's bad. Like, and it says something that the show has descended so far. Because, I mean, you're obviously better to speak on this than I am. But, like, with MNPR, like, when they, like, talked about, like... Well, they talked about Kwanzaa, and they, like, they had, like, what was it, Tanya's parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, that was, like, it wasn't Robo Night Before Christmas. Jesus.
Oh, no, that was terrible. That was terrible. Like, you didn't feel offended when it had to do with Tanya's family and whatever and that stuff. Like, you didn't feel offended.
Well, because it wasn't there literally existing for a joke. Like, that's the problem here. It's like, it only is the punchline.
Yeah, and I'm sick of it. Like, I'm dead sick of it. You know what I mean? It's not cool, and y'all need to stop. Especially when y'all don't got no black people in y'all production. Y'all need to stop. Honestly. Like, I don't know how tone deaf y'all are, but it's not funny. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not cute. You gotta stop with the Africa jokes. You know what I mean? So, get out of here with that. Like, I was pissed. I was not happy. So, Ninja Steel can go F itself. How about that? Anyway. Right on. Anyway. That's just a little angry. Anyway.
But let's just pause now to talk about the fact that the monster's name was Wolvermane.
That's pretty great.
Kind of in love with that.
Wolvermane.
Wolvermane, that's point there, Ninja Steel.
Kind of got that.
I mean, we know you get 1 point for, like, all the negative points with your Africa jokes, but, you know.
Yeah, you know, you're deep in the hole, but, you know, one step up.
Real deep. Okay.
Also, you guys have noticed, by the way, in these last couple episodes, all this MNPR music they're throwing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, ooh, we're inching closer to the
anniversary, so let's, like, put in as much, like, literally, you're gonna hear, like, Ron Wasserman's full soundtrack, and, like...
Because, like, first, we were sitting there, and we heard, like, the samurai theme, and it's like, okay, that's weird, we noticed that, But then Victor and Monty start getting the bulk and skull treatment. And then we started hitting like straight up MMPR like Zord fight songs all the time. Like
all the time.
The last 5-6 however many episodes, like they have been laying on the old music hardcore.
Which is not bad because it's better than their whatever generic music, but it's like there's no rhyme or reason to it. Like they didn't even start in the very first episode of this season. They kind of started in episode 3 or 4. So it's like, why are you doing this except because you're lazy and can't make your own good music?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it'd be because we're in the 25th anniversary year, so now they're putting in more homages. I think that's what it is.
Homage is a generous word.
Because by the time we get up to the actual anniversary episode, like legit full Ron Wasserman full scores will be in the show.
It's weird because It takes away the impact of whenever that anniversary episode happens, because if they can find all the music to that episode, it'd be like, oh man, wow, this sounds like, you know, like back the old days. Now it's going to be like, oh yeah, we've had that for a couple of episodes now. Not a special.
I will allow the sheer audacity of Levi getting one scene where they straight up just play Go Gold Ranger. I'm okay with that.
I would give them a 4 out of 5 instantly if they did that.
Just do it. Just do it. Don't even pretend. Don't remix it. Don't do anything. Just play it. Just play it.
So, episode 7, The Need for Speed.
I feel like, have they used that title before? I feel like they must.
They definitely have.
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay.
Now, this week, Sarah wants to break the hoverboard record.
Also, there's a hoverboard record.
Also, there's a hoverboard, like, arena?
Also, there's a hoverboard. Let's pretend that's important. It's not a normal thing.
Like there is a record to break?
Yes. There's a lot to unbox in just that one sentence there. Wow. Okay. I do like the fact they have shown us in the past, like, this is actually, we've talked about character traits, this is her character trait. She is obsessed. She's very obsessed with her inventions and, like, being the best at everything. Like, we've had episodes before, so this is a legitimate character thing about Sarah. And it does actually kind of make me, like her more, because she actually does have something I can grab onto in that sense. But, like, other than that, that's about where the positivity in this episode ends. It's about it. But hey, we're still getting the 50th trophy. Still going for that. That's still a thing. Victor wins the trophy because Victor's the best.
But here's my thing, right? Like, they are so gullible. Like, first of all, they know it's Victor. So they know that he cheated in some way. Like, you know! Like,
you know he's gonna pull foolishness.
Like, how does homeboy just come out of nowhere come on.
To be fair, that was one of his slickest attempts to pull something. It was. To just disappear.
But he came out of nowhere. He didn't start from the beginning. So, like, already he should be disqualified because
That's a thing, too. Yeah, if you're not at the starting line when it starts, like, it's not that's not a thing. I mean, yes, it makes it even more impressive because he came from behind to win the whole thing, but it's still not officially timed, so that means nothing. But it's literally just some lady and some wiener kid holding the trophy, so I don't know how official it is. But, yeah, so, what is it? Oh, because then the whole thing is she doesn't have the record, so she's obsessed, and she finds the bad guy's ninja star. It's a speed star, of course. And she just throws it in there, and then she gets a so-and-so from Mick, where she's, like, trying to hide it. I actually really liked her in this scene, because, like, at the end, like, when she's walking away, and he's talking about being obsessed, and she completely doesn't listen to him.
Yeah, like, he's like, okay, you get me, right? She's like, sure,
Mick. Yep, she blows. Like, I really enjoyed the actress in that moment. Like, it was actually, I got a tiny bit of a chuckle. Tiny bit.
Mm.
almost just a little bit, just a tiny bit, but it was there.
That actress, like, if you watch the backgrounds of scenes, like, she's always trying to put, she's always pulling faces and doing wacky stuff. Like, there was, I think it was Andre pointing out in an early season one Ninja Steel episode, she's dabbing in one scene, if you look.
Oh, no. Is she?
Yes!
I'm gonna need this shown to me, because I refuse to believe it until there's visual proof. Refuse.
After the show, it's happening.
Okay. Ugh.
It's like, this episode legit only aired like 2 weeks ago, and it is a struggle to remember what happened in it.
Was it 2 weeks? Was it? Oh, wait, was it? Okay. Oh, we still got another. Dang it, we still have another one. Dang it. Dang it! Dang it, I just remember what the last one was, too. Oh, it's bad. Okay, anyway. Also,
so these galactic ninjas are supposed to be, like, they were built up to be, for, like, one scene, to be this really big deal, and now they're just, they're basically just generic monsters of the week. There's really nothing that special about them.
The only thing special about them is the plot device that they have a MacGuffin on them that they get beaten, and then Odious takes said MacGuffin. That's the only reason that they're supposedly unique. So, yeah, boy, what even happened in this episode? I watched it yesterday.
Listen.
Son of a...
No, the whole thing with the evil speed star and the thing and using it and then breaking in, and then the monster gets, they double back and they get the monster to act weird to be, it's just stupid. Like, I just.
Oh, yeah. And then she does win the record. Yeah. And then
like, the whole premise, this is why this whole premise is dumb, is because hoverboards are not a thing.
Right.
They're not a thing. They're not a thing.
Stop acting like they're a thing.
And then they're acting like it's a thing. And then, okay, fine. It's a thing for her. But then Monty. Well, it is really Monty, because really Victor, he didn't build nothing. But, like, Monty has one too. Like, how is it? Come on, you guys. Like, there's no such thing as... no. Stop. So, And then they're trying to say that there was a record to be beaten before. So, like, who had a hoverboard before her?
Like, hoverboards apparently are common, but attempts to break the record are still only attended by approximately a dozen people. So, I don't know. It's
dumb. Like, the whole note, like, that's the thing. Like, for me, the premise was dumb, so I'm just like, oh, it's a stupid show.
And I understand this is a world where people can morph into Power Rangers and have giant Zords. I understand that. That's always, like, the easy, like, defense of this, right? It's like, well, whatever, like, they're giant monsters. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's, like, the big buy of the show, that there are monsters in Power Rangers. But the more that you add in things like the hoverboard or the game systems, it makes you question the reality more and more and more. You're already having a giant buy, as people say, with having all these other fantastical elements. But the more you layer on, the less you can take it seriously and believe in the world.
Yeah, I always hate that when people just say that, because if it's a fantasy world, you can do whatever you want. No, you can have your big lie, your established premise, but then if you're going to mess with, like, the laws of physics or whatever, you have to establish that. You can't just do it casually whenever you want, because then it comes off as lazy. It's the same thing we've said in the past, like, Power Rangers is fun, you know, Power Rangers, weird fantastical world, but we all were, even as kids, we all kind of had a side eye there when we found out, oh, you can breathe in space in this world. You can just do that. You can have horses on the moon. You can have Mike lose his powers and just be floating in the vacuum of space and nobody cares. Just pick him up whenever you feel like it. Like, yeah. You have to, like, pretend that the world exists outside of your little fantastical elements. It has to. Because if it doesn't, then your fantastical elements aren't that fantastic anymore.
Pretty much. This episode sucked.
Yeah, really bad. Also, this is the episode that I realized that this show, for whatever reason, has a mad on. Not just with Victor and Monty, but it really, really, really loves to, all the time, throw people 50 feet in the air, regular people, not morphed, just, and everybody else just looks at them like, cool, awesome, like birds flying
like
by.
Nobody's concerned. Again, it's that suspension of disbelief where you're
people
like...
People are to be dying!
Like, Victor, remember, and Monty should be dead.
Like, remember when one of the female Rangers, can't remember which one, like, super casually was freaked out when the lady from the other planet that gave the fire armor was falling off a building? Then they were concerned. Not when these people are flying through the air like Team Rocket. They don't care then.
Remember in Lightspeed where they fell out of the building and they had to get the Lightspeed rover to, like, shoot out that, like, inflatable bag or whatever it was?
Oh, my God. That's why I love Lightspeed so much, because it's, like, they were, like, super realistic all the time about stopping fires and saving lives. And if you detonate an explosion, it will kill people, so you have to be careful. Here, it's people are just flying through the air and shooting out like rockets and getting shot into bales of hay like lawn darts when it should break their spine. All that stuff.
And if this was a cartoon, that would make sense. That's cartoon logic. All right? You have stretch and squash animation. It's fine. With live action, look, this is a big statement, so I apologize, but I got to make it. People have talked a lot about why the 2017 movie did not do as well. And there's a lot of reasons, and we've talked about them a lot. But I feel like the show being the way it is does not help anybody take it more seriously. Because the show is functionally a live-action cartoon now.
Because when people think that, oh, well, Power Rangers is on, right? They think back in the day, like, oh, that cheesy stuff. But they also be like, oh, well, let me look to, it's still on? Let me look to what's still on now. And then look to that mess. And you're like, eh, I'm good.
Yeah, they could have, honestly, I think if they had debuted a much stronger season when they came back on Nickelodeon, like they genuinely had swung for the fences and tried to do something new and revolutionary, it would not have been like a massive hit. I'm not trying to say that, you know, oh, if they just put on RPM, it would be great. I mean, it would, but it would be awesome. But if they had genuinely tried to do something new and tried to get a new fan base, kind of like what they're doing with Voltron now, where they bring in a whole new generation of all different kinds of people, that could have done something for the franchise to help it when the movie eventually came, but they kind of cheaped out and just did nonsense for 8 years, basically.
I will guarantee to you that there were plenty of people out there that were sitting around, you know, looking at the computer, like, oh, there's a Power Rangers movie come out. Man, I remember loving Power Rangers when I was a kid. That was great. I wonder what that's like. They turn on the TV, they see at the time Dino Charge mess, and like, boy, that's awful. Power Rangers is not what I remembered it being. I'm probably not gonna go watch this movie. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Guarantee it happened many, many times. Those people, I don't fault them. I do not fault them at all for not watching the movie for that reason.
Or it's just a matter of they could have brought in a whole new audience that wasn't just 3-year-olds who have nothing better to do and don't know anything. They could have genuinely, again, like Voltron, swung for the fences and gotten, you know, kids will watch Voltron. Then you also get an older audience who like, oh, no, I can get into this, too. That's fine. But they just aim for the lowest common denominator, and that did not help. Again, there's a million different factors. But you watch an episode like this and you're like, I don't want to say nobody tried, right? That's the easy thing. Obviously, a lot of people work in production. You know, the guy who sets up lights is doing a great job. I'm not trying to say that, like, oh, nobody tried on this, right? But you look at it and you're like, you guys somebody is not thinking about this stuff. And I talked about it in one of my Den of Geek reviews, so it's fair game here. There's only one guy really at the top of the food chain. We all know who he is. And Judd?
Hey.
Oh.
Look. Maybe there's something
fired.
Maybe there's something I don't know. And again, if you want to give an interview, you're not going to want to give an interview after talking, listen to this episode if you are. Yeah. I totally respect that. But when you look at all of the evidence and you'll look at the stuff he said in the past and like there's do not believe any of that nonsense people try to spew about, oh, Nickelodeon's telling them to be dumb. Shut up. Whatever. They're not. Is, like, at the end of the day, I think judges like silly stuff. I mean, again, he said his favorite episode of Lightspeed is In the Limelight. His favorite episode of Dino Charge was Home Run Coda. And you look at things like that, and you're like, okay, I can see how this is going. So I just wonder, maybe it is just, you know, he's older now, and he's not having to work with T-Zack and Jackie, and he's sort of like, I just want to do fun, you know, wacky hijinks for kids, and that's all I want to do. And that's not like he's not like maliciously being like, I'm going to destroy Power Rangers. Like, no, it's not that. The simplest answer is, all you know, Occam's Razor. Simplest answer is probably the right one. This is the show he wants to make. We aren't fans of it. That's what it is. That's my piece.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you know why I have nothing to say? other than use it at all, but it's because this show is, and I'm not saying this show ain't for me no more, but it ain't. it's just not. Yeah. It's not, and you know, like,
it could be if we tried.
And honestly, here's a reason why we're covering 7 episodes in one show. Okay, because I have, to be fair, we've had some scheduling thing, like, okay, well, we have to talk about this and this and this, and then, like, duh, like, the whole Hasbro thing happened, that, like, yeah. Like, ooh, we're gonna cover Ninja Steel, like, get out of here, you know what I mean? Like, no. Mm-hmm. So, there were some scheduling things, but also, like, I'm not running to talk about Ninja Steel, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not running to cover it, I'm not running to talk about it, and only reason why I'm keeping up with it is because of the anniversary season, only reason, or else this would be Jungle Fury route, where I'm like, I'm done, like, I don't want to talk about this anymore, and it's sad that I'm like, this is supposed to be your flagship thing, and I don't want to watch it, you know, and stop saying that, like, this is like the
introduction to superheroes for kids.
Yeah, stop saying that. Because it sounds really ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It sounds really dumb.
Much like the plots in the show, if you think about it for more than 2 seconds, you're like, wait.
The kids have every access to other franchises, right, that have different levels for different ages and demographics, okay? Right? You can find something in Superman, Spider-Man, Wonder Woman's, whatever, like, you can, the turtle, like, what, you can find something for little children, you can find it, they don't need Power Rangers to be like the introduction, and then, like, when they're done with it, they're like, deuces, like, no, like, who wants to just keep building their brand? I mean, yes, there are people and companies that just build their brand on preschool kids, like, yes,
and that's fine,
not taking that away from them, however, it's not, like, you're not Barney, dude. Like, you're not, you know what I mean? Like, you're not Barney. You're
this
not
also
Dora.
Isn't the 90s where that statement was maybe true.
Yeah.
Get out of here, man. Like, yo, like, do you want to be like Toys R Us? Oh. And not change with the times?
Well, it looks like they're about to be if Hasbro buys them.
That's a fair analogy. That is fair.
Like, stop, like, just stop it, like, you can't keep feeding us the same thing over and over and over again, and then, like, try to throw a bone to, like, older fans or whatever, but y'all really don't, and then be like, oh, well, you know, like, but, you know, the show ain't really for y'all, so then what is for y'all? So, like, oh, like, thank you for the comics, we're supposed to just thank you, like, oh, thank you for these comics or whatever. Yes, we are thankful, however, like, comics should not be saving your brand. Like, it should not be. Okay? It should be in tangent. Like, it should be, you know, the, what's the word?
Supplementary. In tandem.
Supplementary, yes. Yeah, you know, tandem. Thank you. Tandem and supplementary. Thank you. Co-hosts. Yeah, exactly. Like, it should be complementary to each other. It should not be the best thing that you got. You know what I mean? So, like, stop with this foolishness, man. Like, stop it with this introduction to superheroes for kids. That's out of here. So done. We have one more episode, right?
Caught red-handed.
By the way, that last episode, they were talking about the music. They played Go Green Ranger again.
That's right. Oh, my God.
They did. That's just during, like, normal, like, getting the Zords. They're just, we don't even care anymore. We're Go Green Ranger in it. It's bad.
So this episode, there's like some camping, although
let's talk... a Green Ranger. What are you doing?
Well, they didn't use the lyrics, but yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, there's a special. There's a green one.
That's right. They got
female, female green.
So in this episode 8, they all go on a camping trip, and again, out of nowhere, is this a co-ed camping trip in high school?
Yes, that happens. Sure, we'll go with that.
Teacher handing out condoms? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ease up.
Ease up. Calvin and Haley were going to be in the same tent. That don't happen.
Look, ease up. Hold up. Like, we remember high school. We, you know, we, like, especially with senior, well, I don't think they're seniors, but, like, you know, the senior trips, like, both girls and boys went on these senior trips, you know?
They did.
Like,
they did.
So.
Uh-huh, but they still made sure they keep it separated. Like.
So.
If you were gay, though, you were having a great time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They were going to let Calvin and Haley get in the same tent and, like, he was gonna do something with his unbelievably massive hog.
Their teacher's casually racist to Brody. Great to see.
Uh-huh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, assuming he's a thief.
Hold on. All right.
That's not
all
very
right.
Epic.
Oh, okay. No epico. Listen.
I got this compass from my grandpa who didn't like your kind, but.
Oh, stop! I can't say those things. That's not cool. Okay, again, NPS, not representative of Jeremy Simpson.
No, that's the teacher. Do not. That is the teacher. That is the teacher.
Okay. So
that is the guilty until proven innocent teacher.
All right, we're gonna have to take a little time out, okay? We're gonna come right back. I have to call y'all back, y'all, okay? We're just gonna take a little time out. Right, are you less spicy now?
This is spicy.
There's always spiciness.
Oh, Lord. Okay, let's try this again.
This is gonna be a clean edit.
We're gonna try this one more time, okay? Okay, I was not thinking in that realm of homegirl is of the Caucasoid persuasion and what's his nuts is of
Brody.
The slavery persuasion.
Well, he was a space slave,
so I was not thinking that. Okay, it was just like homeboy has the thing in his bag, so like you gonna tell the truth or not? Like, what's up? Although she was really OD with it. Like, she was really OD with it. Like, I'm just like...
They could have had a dope story about, like, just because someone in authority says you should do something doesn't necessarily mean you should. Like, especially in this day and age, that could have been a dope lesson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We don't want too, like, much of power to the people, you know, taking down the man, don't listen to the man situation, you know, with the children.
Yeah, you don't want to tell kids to not pay, like, not respect their teachers, you know?
Yeah. But the thing is like she was OD with it. Like, homegirl could have been like, yo, how did this end up in your bag? Okay, so we'd have cameras, so we're going to, you know, we're gonna have y'all can go on this trip, but we gonna get these cameras and then, like, you know what I mean? But like, it's this whole notion of like, well, you gotta stay back and you gotta stay, like, okay, well, yes, Victor Monty, sure, right? Because they acted up, but you gotta stay back and you gotta stay back. But like, with Victor and Monty though, like, they didn't do, what they did wasn't not that deep though. You know what I mean?
Well, like, also you can't punish kids by just leaving them in a room by themselves.
On a weekend, question mark?
Right? Like, that's worse than anything. Like, that's entirely irresponsible of a teacher.
So I just, it's again, the premise, not that great. Not that great. So, like, and then, like, but man, Victor Monty be like, he was talking about that compass, though.
Yeah. Monty, especially, is like, compasses are very valuable. Like, wow, Monty. Yo, hats off to Monty's actor for playing it as gay as humanly possible.
I love it. Oh, I love it so much. He's the best.
He's my favorite actor on this show because he, like, both him and Victor are just hamming it up appropriately because they know their parts are garbage and they're just going for it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, whatever is going on with this show behind the scenes or whatever, like, they got to be having fun, those two. They got to be legitimately enjoying. Like, if I ever, like, auditioned for Power Rangers, I would want that role. I would want to be the Bumbler. Like, I don't care about being Red Rain, whatever. I don't want a stupid catchphrase. I don't want to have no character whatsoever. I want to be the Bumbler. I'll do that.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they are currently casting.
They are.
They are.
Acting talent is helpful, but not required.
Yes, but we are not going to give you our renderings of those sides. Not in this episode. No. No. We will save that for the next episode, okay?
That's like, literally one of the best parts of every season. Like, I enjoy that more than most of the episodes. The one time we get to sit there and just read the sides and be like, oh man, this thing about all these the cool things this show could do, and then it doesn't do any of them.
So this episode's pacing is very strange because they have to wrap up Brody's plot, and it's wrapped up in the dumbest way possible. It's like, oh, here's this footage that Monty shot, and it's like clear CGI, whatever. And it's like, oh, you can go on the trip, I can go on the trip, hooray, the epic. Okay, spoiler the episode, there it is. And then they wrap it up, they defeat the monster, and then it's like, okay, three galactic ninjas are down. I guess we got one more. And Odious is like, you know, the summer hiatus is about to happen. I'm going to take your star, and I'm going to make my Zord in the last 5 minutes. Okay, well, thanks.
But like, don't forget that also, once again, Victor Imani flew 900 feet in the air, landed on a tent, and then she's just like, why are you here? Like, they just flew through the air. Like, they should be dead. They should be shattered in half, and you're like...
Dude, I'm already used to that at this point, man. You gotta be used to it now.
Again, like, have an ounce of compassion. Like, you're making me feel bad for these two.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they should be villainous, but like, I just feel bad for them.
Yeah, but no, you're right. And like, that's also the weird thing is she's got the four stars, but like only one of the four monsters has actually been destroyed. The first one. Like the other ones got out of there and just lost their stars.
One of them. The first one. No, the first one was just like, I'm not dead yet.
One of them was. It was, let me see. I have to remember which one it was. It was...
But it's just so strange. It's so strange to me that they set up four ninjas and then they're like, oh yeah. Because I guess for the first time in 8 years, they decided to have an actual mid-season hiatus with a real cliffhanger. What an idea. Seriously, first time. Crazy. And so that they're like, but they didn't, I guess they didn't plan it out correctly because they had so many great episodes like Game Goblin to go through, I guess.
Oh, and yes.
They just, it's so weird, right? That like, they're like, oh, so we're just going to take your star so I can have this cool cliffhanger. And it really wasn't that cool because you don't just introduce something randomly in the last 5 minutes to, like, introduce some tension. I'm like, what? I mean, it was cool. But, like, in a better season, a moment like that where you get rocked by an enemy Zord and she says, show's over, ninjas lose, would be, like, really chilling. But because it comes out of nowhere, it's like, I don't care.
Well, and in the tradition of the old lady from Lightspeed Rescue saying that monsters aren't real, one of the female rangers was like, monsters is Zord. Monsters don't have Zords, except for all the times monsters had Zords, like, you know, Cyclopsis and millions of other times that has happened throughout the history of Power Rangers. But okay.
Can Ninja still be
in its own universe?
I feel like when one of the press releases for like the Shattered Grid, they were talking about how like every universe since RPM has been its own universe or some nonsense.
No,
they
very specifically called out
Dino Charge.
RPM and Dino Charge as being their own universes.
Okay. Yeah. But so is Ninja Steel and the Mega Forces and the Samurai go with everything that happened before RPM? Is that what we're saying?
Apparently. I mean, if we're going to have a team-up anniversary episode that doesn't have everybody coming through a portal, then yeah, I guess.
We're just, like, picking and choosing what is and is not in continuity now. Okay, cool.
Well, the fact that they officially relegated Dino Charge to its own universe, which I'm glad they did. They had to, right? But it's so weird that they even had to do that. It's like, just don't write a story where that had to happen. It's pretty easy, Judd. What are you doing?
So we're saying that the Sledge in episode one is not the real Sledge.
No. He's the real Sledge. He's Sledge from the Dino Charge universe.
Oh,
they can remember
that's
he
right.
went through that portal.
Well, yeah, it was a portal of the Diamond Space and Dementia. Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay, who cares anymore?
So the episode ends with, like, the Rangers, I think their powers are fine, it's just their Zord stars are messed up, and, like, Odious has a day to recharge, or she could have just had 5 months, and who cares?
Yeah.
And they're like, we gotta do something, to be continued. I'm like,
yeah, they're just creeping in a bush, like, we got one day to figure this out. Okay, awesome, sweet, I care. Yeah. Great.
It sucked.
Yeah. 5 months for, us to be happy. And then this returns.
I shouldn't feel relieved when the show goes on hiatus. I really shouldn't.
No.
Yeah. Look, man, I'm so mad about Africa. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm still mad.
That's, yeah, all these other things are like, they're just like, oh, plot problems, oh, problems with the franchise, whatever. That scene is, like, genuinely offensive.
Yeah. Like, it's so just ignorant. And, like, why?
And again, not to say that South Africa doesn't have deserts and rural areas and whatever, and I'm not saying that, right? It's just that you can stop using Africa, any parts of Africa, as the joke. You can stop. You can stop now. Like, all y'all white people, because I can say that, because ain't no black people around y'all, okay? Because if there were black people around y'all, they would let y'all know what's up. All y'all white people need to stop. So, like, after that, I'm just like, you know what? Don't care about your dumb little Zords and your dumb little whatever. Like, you know what? I'm good. I'm good, though. Like, you and y'all dumb little hiatus, why don't y'all stay away forever? Just bring the anniversary episode, because that's really, like, if everything's going to be contained in its own little one episode of it, just bring that back. Bring back people what people want to see and call it a day. Okay? That's what,
and don't like hold it till the end of the year. Like, give it to us right when the show comes back.
So, you know, because y'all don't want to do no, like, arcs and whatever. Y'all don't want to do that. So, who cares, right? Just show the end. You know what? In fact, you could do it out of order. You could show it.
Yeah, like, it takes place after the Super Ninja Steel finale.
Oh, gosh.
Well, just remember, the finale is going to be Christmas time.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
That's how it goes nowadays.
It'll be a flashback. Oh, and I mean, like, look, we all know the anniversary episode, like, it's gonna suck, but, like, at least it'll be interesting suckage, you know, because it'll be, like, with characters we like, and we're gonna see how they ruin them. It'll be great.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty done with, like, I'm glad that I don't have to talk about Ninja Steel. We got it done in one shot. Boom, boom.
Time to jump on the plane to Japan.
To Japan.
We'll meet Tristan there. We sent him there in a crate.
And maybe on the flight over, we'll read some casting sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's gonna pop out of the crate. Comics. He's gonna pop out of the crate in the Savannah area of Japan.
Oh my
and
be gosh. Like,
how did I get shipped here?
There's no Savannah desert. Okay. There's no Savannah desert. Like, there's none in Mother effing Africa. So mad. So mad.
Sorry,
so
Justin.
Upset. So done.
We shipped you.
So done. Like, it's just like, let's just put words and things on this crate. Like, oh, just shut up.
You could have been anywhere. Anywhere. Like,
almost every country has remote locations.
You could have sent them to, like, a mountain range in Asia. Like,
yeah, you want to really screw with them? Send them to Nebraska. Like, come on.
Just, or the easy one is Antarctica. That's the easiest one. Yes, we would have still questioned, why can someone ship someone to Antarctica? Although, honestly, I'm also asking, how do they ship it to the middle of the Savannah? How does that work? No ship. Would any shipping company just do that? Just ship it to a set of coordinates? Really?
Yeah, I mean, come on. There wasn't even any postage on there, but let's be real. But, yeah.
I cannot. I'm done with this conversation. Super Ninja Steel, you had two good episodes, two and a half, maybe? Okay?
They were two pretty good episodes, I will say that.
You know, but, like, out of eight, you're not
good. Out of 30, actually, but yeah.
Well, I said super.
Okay.
I said super.
But it's still true, though. It's still true.
It's still true.
I mean, really.
Two and a half good episodes out of like 30. Oh gosh.
They had like one good episode in Ninja Steel. One of the Haley Calvin episodes about the election. That was all
right. Oh, that's right.
Election was fine. Election was fine.
And then, you know, Levi's episodes, they're, you know.
They're all right.
They're
well, but they're not like good because, you know, I'll worry because they're Lee. They're, you know, it's because it's him more on screen more often.
Because he's hot.
Yeah. Being all not famous.
But what I'm saying is that they kind of upped their ante when it involves Levi because they're like, oh, wait, he's putting on a concert. Let's actually have him in an actual
arena.
Place where they would perform things instead of the same box that like Antonio would perform in.
Oh boy.
Every day they're having fun.
Oh yep. My gosh. So yeah, no.
Pretty
like,
exciente.
I just yo, Ninja Steel, man. And it's sad because like you don't want to just bag a show all the time, but like
if you earn the baggage, you get it. So, like, that's
yeah. Like, we're not trying to like dunk on Ninja Steel every week, you know. Like, we're not trying to like just be mean
to it.
We
literally
for no
aren't
reason.
Because we haven't talked about it.
Get dunked on, nerd.
Like,
yes.
We have to. They have to like contain our dunkage and our baggage in like one episode, covering right? seven. This is how like we don't we, like yo. We want to cover you every week, but like it's hard. And I'm not doing anymore, because...
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like,
at this rate, the show comes back in August. We'll talk to you in December.
And whenever the anniversary episode happens.
Oh, that's
whenever
right.
that happens,
that's
we'll
what
talk
we...
about it.
When we know the anniversary episode is the following week, we'll just cover all the episodes before that. And just say, bleh, 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 garbage.
Still sucks. Honestly, yes. We could do it in the 5-minute lead-up before we talk about the anniversary episode. Yep. They all still suck.
And honestly, this episode currently is way longer because we talked about Toys R Us and shopping options.
I think we talked about shopping options longer than some of these episodes.
Kmart tried to go to a lime green logo, guys.
Can't cut it out now. It's forever.
Booyah.
Oh my gosh. So, I think...
That's epic, Jer.
Oh, I'm definitely cutting that out.
No! Oh!
Kmart is epic!